Okay. Late night tonight. Past curfew. So let's see. Second round. So we took Jimmy Garoppolo, and spent a little time with him this spring. He's got a lot of qualities that we admire in a quarterback, and been a very productive player. A little different level of competition, but hopefully he can make that adjustment. And the situation we have at quarterback, I think that we felt as an organization that we needed to address that to some degree in the future. So we'll see how all that works out. But I think you're better off being early rather than late at that position. So, and in the third round, we felt that the trade we made with Jacksonville that we'd be able to maintain the value of that pick and add a pick into the draft. So tomorrow we're looking at a total of 7 picks. We've been able to pick some players that have been productive for us on the third day of the draft. Hopefully that'll be the case tomorrow. However those get utilized, whether we pick them there or use them to position for players that are sliding, that are on the board, so we can slide our picks one way or another. We'll see how that goes, but hopefully we'll be able to be productive with those picks and continue to improve our team this weekend. So I feel like the two players we've added are good people, going to fit in well in our system, and hopefully they'll be able to be productive for us.
So when you refer to better off being early rather than late on that position, are you referring to making sure you have a backup in place or making sure you have a successor in place? Because Brady signed through 2017, the second round picks get floated. You know all of it.
Yeah. Well, you know all the things you just said. So we know what Ryan's contract situation is. We know what Tom's agent contract situation is. I don't think you want to have one quarterback on your team. Think that's responsible to the entire team or the organization. So,
did you have any conversations with Tom about the potential of you guys drafting another quarterback and things this way this spring?
I talk to Tom on a regular basis.
When you're evaluating a quarterback, knowing that there's a good chance he's not going to play for a while, are there certain traits that you want him to have immediately, and then others that you think are easier to develop over time? I mean, does that factor come into the equation?
I mean, I don't think any rookie player is ready to come in and play in the National Football League at any position. Certainly quarterbacks in that. So every player that comes into this league has a lot to learn, a lot to improve on, and has to learn a new system and a new still all the things that we see at this level. And I mean, it's the same game, but it's a different game. So they all have a lot to learn. We'll try to teach them to them the best we can.
Something Nick said last weekend's pre-draft press conference, and that was that if you look at our team right now on our roster, we can field a pretty competitive team. And as you look at these picks coming, they might not be ready for just hypothetically, right out of the chutes, and Jimmy's not going to be on the field. Is this a situation where you have a very strong roster at the top and you can start to look toward? It's a different situation than if you had a bunch of guys who were expiring this year or a little bit. You have leeway with a complete roster where you can take guys who might not be on the field immediately.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, my crystal ball isn't any clearer than yours is, so I don't know what's going to happen this year. We'll see when they get on the field. We'll see what they can produce and contribute. I mean, I don't know. That'll be up to them and the people they're competing against. I can't control that.
So one thing that Jimmy talked to us about was his work ethic. What did you know about his work ethic at Eastern Illinois, and how big of a factor was that in evaluating him overall as a potential Patriot?
I mean, I think he's worked hard. He's a hard worker in the weight room, prepares well. Seems like he had a real good grasp of what they were doing and could explain it very thoroughly, the adjustments they had to make and so forth. So I'm sure he's on top of it. But, I mean, this is a whole different level than that, with all due respect to the program he was from. I'm not trying to minimize that, but it's a little bit different level. So.
Bill, do you view this that situation as similar to 11 when you brought Mallett in the third round and you had Poyer here and sort of give Mallett that first year to learn as the third guy, and then maybe he can bump up the next year if that's the way it unfolds?
Could, I don't know. Could. Like, I don't have any control of anything that's going to unfold. But the players out there, and they compete, and we evaluate them. So I can't control that.
I guess I was more asking along the lines of having three guys. You know, I don't know if you were watching the TV.
We'll do whatever is best for the team.
When they talk about
we've had four, we've had three, we've had two. So whatever's best for the team, that's what we'll do. There's nothing that's set in stone. We've had different numbers of guys at a lot of different positions. I don't think there's any concrete formula. We'll do what's best for the team.
Envision Mallett being here for as part of the competition.
He is.
Today, but in the summer. The only reason I ask is that you turn on the TV and, you know, the league that's broadcasting the draft is talking about.
Well, go talk to them. I mean, if they got all the answers, go talk to them. You know, like a lot of people got all the answers, so go get the story from them.
You mentioned there's a lot of qualities right now that you like in Jimmy. Could you give us an idea of what some of those qualities are? And is his ability to throw the deep pass very well one of those that you looked at in particular?
Well, I'd just say in general, without getting into a lot of specifics, or we'd be here all night, the general qualities that the quarterback needs to have are, you know, being able to manage the game, do what the team needs to win, be accurate, be smart, and be productive. So I'd say he's done those things.
Bill, was there one thing that perhaps separated him from a lot of the other quarterbacks that you either brought in or tried out or whatever? Was there something?
I don't know. Each player has their own, you know, everything that comes with that player. You can't pick and choose, take this guy, give it to that guy, take that guy, give it to this guy. Whatever the guy is, he is. And that's what you draft. You draft the total person. So that's what we do.
You spoke of the level of competition. How significant were his performances in the All-Star games? Being able to prove himself against players.
I don't think it. You know, I don't think it hurt. I don't think it was. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it hurt him. I don't know how much it helped him, but I don't think it hurt him. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's certainly, you know, a better level of competition, but, you know, the game plans are simple. The defense can't, you know, play two coverages or whatever it is. I mean, it's not like that's some, you know, very difficult. It's not really what a quarterback does, but it's better level of competition and so forth. So, you know, there's some value to it, but I don't, you know, it's not a real game, if you will.
How about the interaction that he has with an NFL staff? I mean, is there anything that you can glean from that, or anything, have any evidence that you see in his?
Well, I'm sure that whoever that when you coach those All-Star games, you're able to spend a whole week, and you can definitely, you know, learn a lot about all the players, you know, their ability to process information, how important football is to them, how, you know, attentive they are, how much they're really putting into it. If you ask them to change something from what they've been used to doing, how adaptable are they, how set in their ways are they, how coachable are they, those kind of things. I mean, you certainly gain all that when you don't do it and you're just looking at it from the outside. And I think it's a lot harder to evaluate that. But I think it's a big advantage when you coach those players over several days. You know, you tell them something, then you go out on the field, and do they correct it? Can you move on, or does the pace slow down, or can they not correct it, or, you know, can they get it without really going over it on the field? Can you just tell it to them in a classroom, and they can make those adjustments, and, you know, that kind of, I mean, you know, you learn things like that. You get a better feel for, you know, specifically what you're asking them to do and how well they do it. When you're watching, you don't know exactly what they're being told. You have to kind of think you know, but, I mean, you don't really know for sure. So it's always easier to evaluate the players that you coach than somebody else's players. So, but, yeah, I mean, there's certainly the coaching there is a little bit different than what it is in college, and you know, there's an exposure to the pro staffs. But the overall complexity of the game, not saying that's the bottom line, but the complexity of the game is a lot different than when you're competing and having game plans and that kind of thing, as opposed to an all-star game, especially at that position. So,
how big of a difference is there, Bill, projecting a quarterback who, like you just said, has to process so much information at once, as opposed to when you meet with another player at another type of position when it may be more specialized? I mean, is there a lot of effort that goes, or projection that goes into that?
Again, I think all players coming into this league from college have a lot to learn. Some more than others, but it's, you know, I don't know exactly what he was told there any more than I know what Dominique was told at Florida. I mean, I have an idea, but it's, you know, like, we'll just have to see what happens when they get here. And, you know, I think that's the way it is with all players. I don't want to assume anything. We'll give them all the information at the same rate and see how they learn it. Some guys may need a little more time. Some guys may need a little less time. But, you know, in the end, they usually can get it one way or another if they work at it and, you know, they put the time in and work at it. If they don't, then they probably won't learn it as well.
Can you share where you had Jimmy ranked among the classic quarterbacks on your draft board?
Of course not. We'll get into that.
Every draft takes on a different feel. What do you see the difference between, like, players at the low 60s to, like, the hundreds? Like, are you seeing a big drop there? Is there a big, pretty big grouping there that the guy you get late 60s similar to 100?
I mean, there's, you know, there's depth at certain positions. There's less depth at other positions. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm really just trying to focus on what we're going to do, how we can make the most out of our opportunities, not trying to characterize or grade or evaluate an entire draft. I'm really just trying to do what's best for the Patriots. That's my job. I'll let you guys analyze the rest of it. I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, the trade with Jacksonville. Were you looking to acquire more picks, or is this something that just kind of came together at the last minute?
No, it's just what I said it was. I felt like the value that we moved back, what was it, 12 spots, and added a sixth-round pick. And I felt the value of moving back for the whichever player we pick tomorrow, based on where we were, that we could, you know, maintain the integrity of that value and add a pick. So that's why we did it.
So when you're evaluating a player, what do you use to gauge the mental toughness of that player, or is that something that you kind of have to wait until he gets here to see how he reacts to certain things?
Well, we can't wait to evaluate. I mean, we're getting paid to try to figure that out, so we can't really wait to do it. I mean, we can, but we go with the information that we have. I think I'd venture to say that every player that we evaluated this year and in previous drafts they've all been through challenging situations one way or another, you know, at some point in their life, whether on the field, off the field, injuries, you know, unsuccessful seasons, playing time, whatever it happens to be, other things that happen to them in life and their families and their personal lives and so forth. So, you know, I think you can gauge some to some degree, you know, how mature they are and what kind of how they're able to deal with the problems that they've had. I mean, we've all had them, so we all have to deal with them. Like, none of us lived a perfect life. Things have gone wrong. You have setbacks, and how do you deal with it? How do you overcome it? You know there's going to be some more, and you try to evaluate their mental toughness or maturity or ability to deal with problems based on, you know, what you know about the player and what he's done in the past, and maybe get some insight from coaches or, you know, other people that are involved with them. But then you just try to put all that together, and that's part of the equation. It's not the entire one, but it's part of it.
In your interactions with Jimmy before the draft, what did you notice about his ability to process information?
I think he's a smart kid. I don't think that's an issue.
The way things pop up online today, these days, I mean, it's, to be honest, it's hard to know what's real and what's fake in some instances. And I just want to ask you, there was a scouting report that came out today of Johnny Manziel that apparently was the Patriots. I'm curious if that was the Patriots property, and if so, how concerning that is to you?
Well, with all due respect, I mean, I hate to admit this, but I mean, I don't think I've been online in, you know, a couple days or weeks or whatever. So, I mean, that's really not an important thing to me. So I don't even know what's online and what isn't online. But I would say we probably have, I can't even imagine, 10,000 pages of information. And it's a lot of information. So, I mean, there's no way I'd stand up here and tell you that I've read it all. I've read a fraction of it, but that's, we have a ton of information on all the players that are in the draft. So what's online? I mean, just go talk to the geniuses that are online. I don't know. My face, your face, instant face. Go talk to whoever you want that does that stuff. I don't know.
I just wanted to ask you, yesterday when you were speaking with Dominique, you were speaking of the competition that he faced in the SEC and how that sort of weighed heavily in how you viewed him because he played against such a great player. For Jimmy, for somebody
I'd say, I wouldn't say that it weighed heavily. It is what it is. We can't control it, but there's a lot of NFL players that come out of that conference this year, last year, the year before, and I'd venture to say next year. So you're watching guys play against NFL players eventually. I wouldn't say like that's a huge advantage or a huge disadvantage. I think it is a high level of competition, and you can see them against other players that are, I would say, eventual NFL players. There's other conferences that, you know, you might have one guy off a team, or you might have one or two guys. I mean, like, scouting Chris Jones last year. Not that we drafted him, but, you know, we did a lot of work. But, you know, I mean, again, with all due respect, there just weren't a lot of NFL players. There was a few, but, you know, or Josh Klein or guys like that. They weren't playing against a lot of other guys that are going to be or were in previous years coming into the NFL. That's all I meant to say. I don't think it's a huge advantage. I just think you're looking at a little different level of competition, but that doesn't mean that players like Mac at Buffalo aren't great players. It's not their fault. They can just line up and play against the teams that are on the schedule, including Ohio State this year. But there just aren't very many of those games at some of those programs.
Do you view, I guess, Jimmy in the same sense then? There just aren't that many.
Yeah, I would say that his level of competition is less than, you know, yeah, certainly less than, I mean, obviously he's not playing at the level of competition of, you know, in the SEC or that kind of thing. But again, that's not his fault. I mean, he's playing against the guys that are out there. There's like a lot of other players. So, but I think it'll be an adjustment for him. He'll see guys that are a lot bigger, a lot faster, a lot more athletic than the guys he's seen on the field, you know, the last couple of years. I mean, the guys in the SEC are going to see that too, but, you know, the guys from other conferences, I mean, it's just going to be a higher level of competition. Doesn't mean they can't adjust to it. And a lot of times that competition brings out a better performance in those guys because it's demanded. So we'll see.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.